It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow.
It's the Bobby Dollar Show with the season co-host, Big Homie Mo. Are you really ready for season 4? Like, subscribe, then tune in, because we lit this season.
Guess who's possessed? Still smell the blow on my clothes like Krispy Kreme. I was cooking the morning.
Today, we're going to talk about the dark origins of fairy tales and nursery rhymes. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, we're going to get your feedback and your thoughts, man, on being a co-host and everything. And we'll jump into Big Mo's Minute and the Weirdo of the Week, man. This is new for us. You hear me? Like, I ain't never done this before. So we're going to get down, man. Hey, it's the Big Homie and your co-host over there, man. What's your name again, homie? I forgot.
Yeah, Big Homie Mo Cheese, Mo
Weezy,
whatever you
want to
call it.
Real talk though, man. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, man. It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We'll be right back.
I got Bobby by the car, Bobby by the key, DJ Scoop by the gallon, bitch, the game belong to me. I got Bobby by the car, Bobby by the key, DJ Scoop by the gallon, bitch, the game belong to me. I got Bobby by the car,
dead trees on my phone. They call me Mick Jagger cause I roll a lot of stone. It's a whole lot of clone, but only one Sweet Jones. Turning hordes to carnivores, they just can't leave my meat alone. It's been a long time since I hustled on the block, but every corner that I hit, I left it screwed up and chopped. Marooned up and dropped like my barrette on top. Left the motherfucker bleeding till it dripped the lead drop. I'm still a young boy that had a pocket full of stone, but now it's sick for 60 bricks, gripping wood and flipping chrome. I got Bobby by the pine, Whitney by the key, DJ Screw by the gallon, bitch, the game belong to me.
I got Bobby by the pine.
Hey, we back, man. It's the Big Homie Bobby Dollars, and this is the Bobby Dollar Show, and I'm back with my new co-host, man, Big Homie Mo. Hey, Big Homie Mo, man. Hey, look, man. Hey, you got to tell me, bro, like, what do it feel like, or how do it feel to you, man, to actually know that you co-hosting a show? I mean, like, I've been told by a few podcasters, and I've been told by a few companies that have emailed me that the Bobby Dollar Show is pretty cool, and they really like it, and it's becoming a favorite and all that kind of stuff, so... Knowing that you getting the opportunity, bro, to play in this dirt with me, man. How you feel? You know what I'm saying?
Man, hey, I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped, man. You know what I'm saying? Since I started, you know, doing the Big Homie podcast or whatever, man. And, you know, it kind of led me into the into just wanting, you know, be a part of something. You know, I'm part of the Big Homies, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, being a part of the Bobby Dollar Show, man, it's an honor, bro.
Yeah, real talk, man. Hey, he keeps saying the Big Homies podcast, bro. Hey, shout out to Chubby, Idris Elba, man, my homeboy Brian Gold. Hey, he the third part of the Big Homies. It's me, him, and Big Mo.
Sir.
You know, I couldn't put Brian on as a co-host because then, shit, it'd have been the Big Homie show all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
at the same time, man, you know, y'all check out Chubb's stuff, man. He got Municipal Moves, and then he got a Modern Black Man podcast, man. Y'all check him out. See what's popping. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Check his workouts out, man. They rough, man. Some of it is high intensity workouts, and then, you know, he got the ones that you break the sets and everything down. But
yeah,
effective. I've been using them.
Oh, that's what's up, man. See, I never really get this opportunity, Mo, because I be so busy, man. When I finally get a chance to sit still, I be asleep. I ain't even going to stunt.
I know.
And my fat ass definitely need to be running around. My fat ass definitely need to be doing some Municipal Moves or whatever the hell, some push-ups or something.
Your ass been sleep all day.
Hey, I've been knocked out. I ain't stunned, man. It's been a long time since I came home from work and just straight crashed. You know what I'm saying? So
sometimes it be like that, bro.
Yeah, real talk, man. Real talk.
It be like that, bro. I'm telling you, man. And yeah, man. I'm just hyped, man. I'm happy to be, you know what I'm saying, the co-host of the Bobby Dollar Show. Yes, sir. Take this thing on up, man.
We're
gonna move it on up,
bro. Yeah, man. We stepping up into some different dimensions now, man. And with the new format of the show and the way things are changing up, man. I'm content, and I had to have a co-host, man, because it might be times when we need to record and I might not actually be around, because with me opening up SSJ Snacks now and then about to open up the market, you know, online, it's starting to get overwhelming for me, man. Like, I just leaving work yesterday, I got 6 orders, like, for dozens of cookies and shit, you know what saying? So and then we starting a new flavor, so we finna do this white chocolate macadamia nut now, and yeah, my daughter, man, she love what she do, and she put a lot of love into her work, man, and people love them cookies and popcorn that I be making and the pickles and everything, man. They calling it crack at my job, bro, so I'm knowing, you know, we doing something right here, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Hey, so let's move on into this topic today, bro. Today we talking dark origins of nursery rhymes and fairy tales, man. Have you, like, growing up, Mo, you know, we used to hear all that different stuff, man, like Jack and Jill, and all of them. Like,
up the hill.
Did you ever think
Piper?
Oh yeah. With the the mice that was following them and shit, bro.
Yeah. Would you
ever have thought to yourself though, Mo, that it was like a dark meaning behind all that shit? Like, these stories we were celebrating and rapping about and having fun with, Ring Around the Rosies and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have never thought that it was a dark origin behind none of the nursery rhymes and fairy tales when I was growing up, man. I was looking at them like, three blind mice, that's what that is.
Right, cutting off the tails and shit. That's crazy, bro. Like, it is so wild. That is so wild, bro. Yeah.
What was it, was it the Frog Prince, or was it? I know Disney switched it up and put it as the Princess and the Frog, right?
Yeah.
Was it called Frog Prince or something?
I think it was. The origin of that one was a little different too, and some of that shit was so violent, bro. You know what? Look, okay, so we gonna jump into these stories, Mo, and I got some shit, man, that I had actually did some research on and took some notes on and everything. Let's take a quick break, bro. When we come back, we're going to dive into some of these stories, man, and some of the meanings behind them. This shit is a little crazy. You hear me? All right, we'll be right back, man. It's Bobby Dollar Show.
100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. More bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Bustin' out my jeans, I got big racks. We gon' pull up in the Cullinan and double G. I keep a ticket on me, nigga, ain't nothing to me. I'm draped down in Givenchy. I just put blue guts in the Rari. Rich niggas only intersection, I'm sorry. Bust down, watch a shade by Bagari. I'm smoking on Jet Fuel like Bob Marley. I spent 100,000 on my necklace, check. Real street nigga from the set, check. I was in the projects, now I'm on the jet. I ain't even tryna talk, if it ain't about a check, yeah.
Yo, we back. This is the Bobby Dollar Show. This is your big homie, Mo.
What's up? What it do? Hey, look, man. Hey, Mo. So check it out, bro. We coming back in this month. It get a little eerie. We're going to put some scary music and shit right here. Because
hey,
yes, all right, so check it out. All right, so I'm online today, right? And I'm looking at videos. I'm reading little stories and shit. And I fell into a rabbit hole, bro. Like, real talk. Like, I fell into the rabbit hole because I couldn't figure out, you know, like, where all these stories came from. You know how I always tell y'all, man, it's a hidden meaning behind everything. Don't nobody
behind
just
a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, nobody just sit down and conjure up something in the back of the head, like how Jordan Peele got all these movies out, man, about doppelgangers and clones and all this kind of stuff, bro. It's got to be something behind that. He ain't just sitting at the crib smoking a blunt like, I'm finna do a movie on people that look like people, but they evil. Like, exactly. That I just don't see that happening, bro. So, and with me being a story writer myself, you know what I'm saying? You know, it take a lot to come up with some of them characters and you know, the motive for doing what you're doing in the stories and all of that kind of stuff, you know. So I went through, man, it was kind of crazy, but at the same time, Mo, it was hella interesting. So I found a bunch of these kids' nursery rhymes and stories, man, and the meaning behind them. This shit amazed me, homie. I'm like, I'm kind of like thrown, to be honest, man. So hey, but check it out. So okay, so Jack and Jill. We're going to start with Jack and Jill. That's like the age old great right there. Everybody.
Every kid, no. Well,
and that was
these kids nowadays,
They probably don't know none of that shit. You right. All right, so Jack and Jill, the story of Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down, broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Now, when you hear that, bro, what does that put you in the mindset of? Like, they up there tripping, clumsy and shit. Jack probably high, flipped down the hill, fucked the shit up. Much you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he up there smoking on a hill.
Why you know what I'm saying?
Hill smoking anyway.
It's got to be something if you just dropped your pail of water and fell, and then here she come. Oh, yeah. Jesus, falling behind you and shit. Yeah, so, yeah, all right.
Tripping. But shrooms or something.
All right, so but the roots of this poem, man. Okay, so the real story behind Jack and Jill, bro. This shit's so dark, man. It's like basically Jack and Jill was actually the king of France, Louis the 16th.
Yeah,
and his wife Marianne Chanet. So basically, the townspeople had figured that. Him and his wife was basically committing treason during the time of the French Revolution and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, all of that shit was known as the Reign of Terror. So they went and got Jack, which was King Louis XVI, and his wife Marie, and took them up the hill, which is where the executions and shit were. And chopped homie's head off. It came tumbling down the hill, and boom, chopped hers off, and hers came tumbling after. That shit is crazy, right? Like,
man, super crazy, bro.
I'm like, wait a minute now. I was reading that, like, wait a minute, brother.
And then, did you see the one about Humpty Dumpty?
Nah, what was Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty wasn't an egg, bro.
For real?
Yeah. They said really what he was he was a cannon on top of his big wall. And when the wall, I think the wall collapsed or the wall, something happened with the wall.
Yeah.
And he fell down off the wall, and the soldiers couldn't, he was too heavy for the soldiers to put him back up on the wall. So that's why they left him down there. So it wasn't like, you know, all the king horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again.
Right.
He wasn't nothing like that. He wasn't an egg. He was a cannon.
Damn. So he was a big ass gun, bro?
Yeah, he was a what big ass fuck? Gun. What
the fuck? So the story was about a gun versus. So that's just like when I read. That's just like when I read them, what they said, like, and you were saying about Disney, where they basically altered the story so it'd be kid ready versus. Kid okay. Version. Well, okay, well, check this out then. Since you want to go there about guns, I got something that's really creepy as a motherfucker. Well, I read this shit and put my blood out. I was like, whoa, hold up now. All right, here go one right here that's going to blow your mind, bro. London Bridge. You know the story of London Bridge?
Yeah, London Bridge is falling down. Yeah, that right
so,
there, yeah.
But do you know what it meant? What they was, why they were saying that? London Bridge is falling down?
Was it something about the Vikings or some stuff like that?
Yeah, that was kind of it. That was like one of the stories where it was like the Vikings was riding around. That wasn't the real story, though. It was like the Vikings supposedly was going and robbing people, and
that's
this was a song
people,
they were singing.
Some people were singing.
And all throughout London or whatever, because they was taking it over. But that's not what happened. So check this shit out. So the way the story goes, it says London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. It's London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Set a man to watch all night, watch all night, watch all night. Set a man to watch all night, my fair lady. Then it says, suppose the man should fall asleep, fall asleep. Suppose the man should fall asleep, my fair lady. That's how the what's the name goes, the little nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
But there's several theories behind this, right? All right, so the one that stands out the most, though, the one that they talk about the most when I was reading and researching this was about human sacrifice. It wasn't it wasn't about no Vikings. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that talking about children.
Yeah. So it was like
was buried under the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, bro, that's crazy. It was believed that the bridge would collapse unless it was a human sacrifice buried in the foundation. and they call this practice immurement. It's the practice of entombing somebody within a structure.
Okay, yeah, I know. I heard of that
before. Yeah, so they put them in there alive, and they slowly die from lack of food and water. They enclose them inside the structure. So if you think about it, it was like when you playing this game and you singing this shit, you know, we thinking about the Vikings. The people are thinking about, you know, you going under the bridge. So basically what it is when the kids, you got two kids holding hands and they lift their hands up in the air, the air. All right. Yep. And they holding hands in the air and this other kid is running in circles.
Running in circles underneath, up under the bridge. Yeah.
And when they drop their hands and the kid is in between the two people's hands that was holding and making the bridge, that represents the enclosed
the human sacrifice.
Yes, inside the structure. That's crazy, right?
Damn.
Hey man, is that shit creeping you out now? You know what I'm saying? It's wild to me that they singing about this shit and then got kids making you visualize what's really happening with the whole game. And the, man, that shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy.
Oh, that shit God. Crazy then. Ring Around the Roses.
Yep.
Pockets full of posies.
Yep. That was one of them on the list.
Ashes and Ashes. Man, man, that's crazy right there. Now that one was wild because it was talking about the when they was talking about the pocket full of posies, that was like the outbreak that happened in England or
something. You're talking about the Great Plague of London.
Plague of London. Yeah.
It was that rash. Yeah, I got exactly what you were saying. They had the rash and and they used to keep the flowers, which was posies, in their pockets so they could smell the posies because the rash was eating their skin and making them stink. You know what I'm saying? And then what they did was they cremated them when they died and turned to ash. And that shit is crazy, bro. Like, why would they have kids singing shit like that, bro? What the fuck?
You know why, bro? Because it's been around for centuries and centuries, man. And the people who ever said, you know, yeah, we'll teach these the kids, man. They knew the origin behind this shit, man. They just, who would have ever thought to research that, man? Nobody. Yeah,
nobody, man. People with time on their hands.
Back in our day, internet, what? Man, please. What took so long to get on the damn internet? You might well don't need to.
You hear me? And don't let nobody pick the telephone up, shit. Man, everything stopped. You got to start all over again. Like, what the hell? Yeah. I used to hate that shit, man. Hey, that shit is crazy. You hear me? Hey, that shit was crazy, bro. You
like, what the hell?
Man. And then you hear that last ding and shit. That last ding let you know you connected. Boy, you be hella excited.
You got me. Man,
that's what's up. All right, so, okay, so the last story, bro, that I had, I don't know if you had any more, but the last story that I had was Georgie Porgy, bro. Did you know about Georgie Porgy pudding pie?
No. I knew it. I heard the nursery rhyme before, but that was like when we didn't really do that one right there.
Yeah.
With me growing up.
And for good damn reason, too. This nigga was... Look. All right, so the nursery rhyme go, Georgie Porgy pudding pie, kiss the girls and make them cry. When the boys come out to play, Georgie Porgy runs away. Or Georgie Porgy ran away.
Ain't no telling what this one about.
Man, but what you think though?
Man, it sounds like some sexual shit, man.
Yeah. Bro, people walking around singing this damn fairy tale, this damn nursery rhyme, and they was talking about a rape. This nigga was raping women, bro. Like,
wow.
The whole story was the dude's name was Georgie Porgy. Well, they called him Georgie Porgy, but his real name was George Villiers or Villivers or some shit like that. I can't say it. Villiers. He was the Duke of Buckingham, and he was also rumored to be the husband or boyfriend to King James.
Yeah.
So this weird ass dude will walk up to women and just start kissing them. Mm-hmm. And some of them he'll rape. And wow. when they would tell their husbands, and their husbands would find out, he would disappear. He'd leave the town. He'd get the hell out of there and be gone. So he wouldn't get killed or get caught or get charged with anything and stuff like that. So that's why they say when the boys came out to play, which was the husbands and boyfriends,
yeah,
Georgie Porgy ran away.
Damn, R. Kelly, nigga.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. He said, R. Kelly. Oh, my God. That is too much, bro. Oh, man. So, all right. So the last few that I'm going to talk about real quick, bro, before we take our next break, man, and jump into your segment, man, is two stories. We was just talking about these at work, bro, and people was getting on me about it, like, man, you talking shit, bro. Two stories. One that everybody should always know, which ain't, this is what the humans say in our circle. I don't know. I've never researched and read what the computers and Wikipedia and all that say, but I know amongst us humans, we always say Alice in Wonderland was the story, was a story about a little chick that got high off of acid and fell into a hole and hit her head and had crazy dreams high off of this drug.
Man.
And when her daddy and her mama found her, because she was actually on her way to her sister's wedding, and they was walking through the woods or somewhere, wherever the wedding was, and the girl didn't want to be a part of the wedding, so she got high off some kind of dope, like some acid or heroin or something. I can't remember what they said, but she was so high that she went the wrong direction going towards the wedding and fell in a hole. You know what I'm saying? And when she fell into the hole, she hit her head and passed out and had all these crazy ass elusive ass dreams about this Mad Hatter and the Cheshire Cat and all this crazy shit. And when she woke up, her mom and dad and her brother and them was pulling her out of the hole. You know what I'm saying?
And this is Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she done had this crazy ass dream tripping off acid, and that's what the story really was about. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was fucking cats smiling with nobody and mice on tables dancing and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
So check this out, B. What about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? You know the origin behind that one?
I don't, but we was talking about that at work too, saying shit, Snow White was a sex worker.
This is the dark origin behind Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it was really about her mom, bro. And her mom supposedly been telling the king that she was gonna eat Snow White organs, and something else was going on with that situation. But what happened was that the king ended up finding out what was the whole vendetta behind why her mom wanted to do that. So the king made her dance in front of him in red hot cold shoes until she passed out and died. And then Snow White eventually took, you know, the drug or whatever. She took a drug or something to make her be asleep or whatever. And the dwarfs came around and they tried to wake her up. And when they woke her up, she eventually ended up dying again. I was like, what the fuck?
What? Damn, how many times she died? Damn.
You know, she was already passed out or whatever. And then she ended up, this time when they couldn't wake her up, she eventually died.
Oh, damn.
From the potion that she took.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happened when you overdose. Okay, so.
real though, shit. All
right, well, check it out, man. So the last one that I was tripping off of too, man, was at work. We talked about this one too, man, right before we go to break here, bro, was the Wizard of Oz, man. Like, people looked at that story and talk, oh man, you're not finna ruin my childhood talking like that about the Wizard of Oz. I'm like, bro, y'all don't realize the Wizard of Oz was a story about demons, bro, and about them going to hell and all of that stuff, man. It wasn't about, okay, like, it wasn't about Dorothy. It wasn't about Dorothy at all, bro. Like, okay.
And the Scarecrow and all them
cats. Peep game, bro. This shit crazy. So really, the Wizard of Oz was a story about these three twin sisters who were witches. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Well, not three twin sisters. These three sisters who was witches. Mm-hmm. The oldest witch had been through it all. So she was a good witch now. She was chilling. She was just running the land and doing what she did. You know what I'm saying? The middle witch, she was kind of on the fence about everything. So she moved to a whole nother side. Like she moved over to the west. She wasn't finna fuck with them no more. You know what I'm saying? And then the youngest witch, the youngest sister, mm-hmm. she kind of hung out in the same area as the old sister and just did what she was told and kind of just stayed in the distance and didn't, you know what I'm saying? Didn't really mess with her too much. Well, shit, when that tornado hit and Dorothy House was gone, you know what I'm saying? She fell asleep. Yeah. She straight fell asleep, right? Yeah. She hit her head. She fell asleep. She hit her head on the board, fell asleep, and died in her sleep. When she died, that's when she entered this whole other like parallel universe or hell or whatever it was. Right. And her house landed on the middle witch. I mean, landed on the youngest witch, the little sister. Mm-hmm. And when it landed on her, the middle sister, Wicked Witch of the West, came over like, who the fuck killed my sister, man? I felt that shit, you know, this, that, and the other. And the older sister dropped down like, just calm down, it was an accident, you need to relax. And she like, bitch, nah, we finna get back at this, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody be smart, you know. And that's when Dorothy show up like, hey, I'm here, where are we? And that's when all these little munchkins and little miniature motherfuckers come running out of everywhere, bro. Like, you got a lion that's scared, a motherfucker, mm-hmm. a tin man with no heart, a goddamn scarecrow with no brain, bro. These are demons, nigga. These ain't real people. What these? So
these are... the three people. So the scarecrow, the lion, and the tin man represent the demons. The three sisters.
No.
They represent
the tin man and all of them represent four, the oldest sister. The sisters are the witches.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And they trying to take her and get her out of hell. She don't deserve to be in hell. When they go see Oz, bro, Oz is supposed to be like the devil. That's why he was in all that fire and making all that noise and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why when they opened the curtain back and he was in the room like, you don't see me, close this curtain. And all you see is flames and all that shit behind him and all that on the screen. He was supposed to be the devil, but they calling him the Almighty Oz. You know what I'm saying? And then... then when she had the ruby red slippers on, that was her entrance into hell. Like, that was her way in. That's the reason why when dude looked out the window, the other little demon, she showed him the shoes, like, check me out. And he like, oh, shit, why you ain't say that? Yeah, we've been expecting your ass. Come on in here. Yeah. Come on through, bitch. You tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
For you know it, you know what I'm saying? She and they're trying to holler at old boy. And basically, Glinda, the good witch, is like, hey, look, she don't belong down here. This shit was an accident, man. She killed my sister on accident. Send her home. And somehow, some way, she got back into life and woke up like, oh my God, I was gone. Where is everybody? This, that, and other. And they like, damn, man, you was passed out. You was dead. We was shaking. You were moving you. You wasn't doing nothing. This is what her uncle and auntie M and all of them was telling her when she was laying in the bed, right?
Boy, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the whole
thing. Man, you know what I'm saying? So
I can't even look at the Wizard of Oz and new.
Hey, that shit crazy, bro. All these demons down there, flying monkeys, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Man, all them come on, bro. That ain't real life. Like, hey, real talk. Like, straight up.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, man. You know, and how the witches kept showing up with green smoke just appearing and disappearing and then the other one, Glinda, just floating down in a little clear bubble and shit, trying to, you know what I'm saying? She clean, you know what I'm saying? Like, she running all the good shit. Hey, bro, it was crazy when I was reading all of this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, whoever sat down and thought about this made this shit perfect for me. I'm like,
if you do look at it, though, that do kind of make a little sense, though, with Oz, man, because it was flame.
Yeah,
the actual show, man. That shit wild.
Yeah, man. And then when he came out of the flame thing and was talking to Dorothy and them and the Tin Man and all of them, and she's like, "You're not so bad. You're not that evil," or some shit she said like that to him. And he's like, I know, you know, I have to do this. I have to make this up, or I have to do this," or something he was saying like that, saying why he had to be the Oz and all of that shit. Like, watch the movie again, bro, and it all makes sense.
I'm gonna look at it a little different. I'm gonna look at it from this perspective. Next.
All right, real talk. And then check it out. Like, when she was riding home on her bike when the tornado was coming.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get to the house and all of that shit. And then when she finally got into the crib, she looked out the window when the house was spinning and seen the witch on the broom and shit.
Yeah.
She was already dead. Like, she was already heading into the other area then. You know, why you just all of a sudden see a witch out of nowhere on the side of your crib? You know what I'm saying?
That's
just
crazy, man. That shit is wild.
You know what I'm saying? And that's who she landed the house on. That's she
on the witch. One of the sisters.
The one that was looking in the window at her when the house was spinning in the tornado.
Yeah.
The witch was looking at her like, "Bitch, what you doing down here? Who is this? You don't belong down here. Shit, how you get in here?" And boom, boom. Oh.
Yeah, that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, cause if you notice. If you look at it and you put the logical points to it, she was flying around the house, and when the house landed, she was under it. And then the other witch just showed up out of green smoke, like, "What in the fuck?"
That is true, though, bro. If you go back and look at it, that shit all makes a little sense now.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Hey, look here, man. Hey, we just made Big Mo a believer, man. He understand the origins of the Wizard of Oz now. You know what I'm saying? Man. Hey, man. Hey, look. We're going to go out here and take another quick break, bro, so we can get our minds back together, because my mind blown right now, bro. I
shit, wow,
I don't know what the...
I can't even look at the old nursery rhymes no more.
You
know
what
I'm on
now, bro. You hear me tell your kids, turn that shit off. I don't want to hear that.
No, don't sing that shit. I'm going to have to show y'all the dark origins behind it.
You hear me? Real talk. Hey, man, when we come back, man, we're going to go ahead and let Big Mo do his thing, man. With Big Mo's Minute and the Weirdo of the Week, man. So, hey, this is the Bobby Dollar Show, man. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Baby, give me your reason so I can touch you how I want to.
Touch you how I want
to. And make love to you how the mother lame niggas want to. Go, girl, what you gonna do? I'm a nappy head. You can put my nappy dress if you want to. Shawty, I'ma put it on you and make you think that you the girl that I be singing all my songs to. You got me thinking that me and you went to drinking when you're sipping that Patron with the Ben that got it on, boo. But for now, we can just kiss and chill. You never had love making like this, for real. Come on, baby, it's just up here. Now take it down slow. Let me take it down low, let's go. So you know it's about to go down now. Speed it up, baby, can't slow down now. Tell your closet freak she can come out now. Why you think they call me to the tender ass now?
I know you didn't expect me to go low. Now you know.
Let's go.
From the top to the bottom. Now that I got you, almost this thing. Almost this thing. Now I know. You didn't expect me to just turn you around, spread it out. From the top to the bottom, now that I got you, almost this
Hey, we back, man. It's the Big Homie, and we back on the Bobby Dollar Show. Hey, right now, it's my co-host time to shine. It's Brucey's time to shine.
Let's get it.
Hey, let's do it, Mo. What's up with it, man? How about your Big Homie?
Man, hey, bro, I gotta just run this thing by. Hey, my Pelicans out here playing good ball, boy.
Oh, hey, is this what we stopped the show
as
for?
As soon as we got CJ McCollum, it changed that whole perspective of how we was playing ball before then. But yeah, we playing good ball right now, man. But
that's
yeah,
what's
bro,
up.
I'm about to get off into this Weirdo of the Week, bro.
Okay.
Wait till you hear this. All right, man, it's allegedly, man, that this woman from Wisconsin, man, she strangled and dismembered her lover, man, in a drug-infused frenzy.
What?
Yes. She chopped his head off and left his head in a bucket.
What? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Damn.
Man. Yes, bro. In a bucket in the bottom of his basement, bro. Let me see what's her name. 32-year-old Taylor Skabusiness was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse and third degree sexual assault in connection.
Damn, what?
Grizzly attack. This happened back in February 23rd, man. So,
what a fucking word,
I remember reading this shit, man, and I seen it when it came across, man, bruh. And she told the police, this is what she told the police now. She chopped his head off. She actually dismembered the whole body.
Wow.
So when the police came and they got her, and when she was doing her little arraignment or whatever with the police, man, she told the police, good luck finding the rest of his body.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no, bro. Hey,
yeah, bro.
Oh my god, she's something serious. Damn.
The crazy part about it, bro, is that the police, they discover like bloody knives or whatever there, man. And man, I don't know if she's white. Yeah, she's a white girl.
Oh my god. What's her name again?
Taylor Shabusiness or something like that.
Man, Taylor Shabusiness or Taylor Shabazz or whatever the hell your name is, girl. You are the Bobby Dollar Show's Weirdo of the Week. What the hell, man? Why would you? So you, bruh. Good luck finding the rest of his body. Hey, she gangster, though. She gangster, though.
The crazy part about it is that she spread, you know, the arms and all that other stuff out, but she had the torso tucked away in a storage box.
Damn.
So, man, I don't know what kind of drugs they was on.
You hear me? Man, that was some expensive. That was some expensive. That's that new drug Tommy took on Force and shit. Oh, man. Hey, that's that new black drug he took. I don't know what the hey.
I done did drugs, but I ain't never did no drugs like that.
Man, bro. Hey, you know, it was always said to me by the OGs, man. Like, they said that when you got demons in your heart and they done straight overtook your soul, that type of shit happened when you do give them drugs. Like, when you give in and you feed them, mm-hmm. all that they looking for with them drugs and that hatred and all that, you know, they give you that power to just gruesomely just murder and kill and not even think twice about it, bro. Like,
some demons in the back of your mind, bro. That shit
was crazy. Man. Yeah, I think some of them be trying to find them demons, and that's why they overdose. They just keep on going and going until they can find that demon. Before you know it, they done overdose and kill themselves, bro.
They was interviewing her, man, and she said she don't even know why she murdered the man, bro.
She was high as hell.
She couldn't even explain why she killed him, dog.
Damn.
So I'm like, man, I don't know what kind of drugs she was on, man.
Man.
It's like, okay. She said they claimed they would smoke meth for hours before she strangled him to death during a sexual session, and which also incorporated chains. Somebody, she said she didn't mean to kill the man, but said that she liked strangling him, so she did not stop. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, what kind of kink ass? That's horrible, bro. Man, I can't. I don't even know how you read that. That's horrible, bro.
Man, I told you, man.
Man.
She told the investigators, man, we're going to have fun trying to find all the organs, bro.
Man, bro, she went in, bro. That was horrible, man.
She cut the man body up, bro.
That is so terrible, man.
She removed everything. I'm like, man, she definitely the weirdo of the week.
Right. Weirdo of the week. You're right. Shit, they need to go on and enlist her in some kind of medical college if she, cutting out organs and doing it like that. Damn.
They got her. How do you get a bun, man? They gave her a $2 million bun. She ain't finna get out of jail.
Right.
Bro.
Why would they give her a bond? That is crazy, bro.
What's that? $200,000?
Yeah, 10%. Yeah, 10%. Nah, that's a quarter for $200,000. Nah, they'd only need what? 10% of $2 million? Yeah, $250,000. Yeah, yep. Somewhere around there with the taxes and everything. Yep. Yeah. Man, yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Why would you even get her? But you know, you get a bun for certain, but it's not, she didn't have like first degree murder or nothing like that. So you can get a bun for that kind of murder,
right? Man, that's crazy. But I mean, still, it's murder though. You know what I'm saying? I know, murder, man. I know Cass done got football numbers for dope, crazy. Bro. Exactly. Yeah, like that's crazy, bro. I mean, I don't get that. Like, I know Cass that got 40 and 50 years, man, just for having a half a key. Like, how do you get a bond and a reduced time on somebody dismembering bodies and taking out organs? And man,
all she's gonna do is plead insanity, man. That's what always happen, bro. They always plead insanity when they do crazy shit like this, and they get a lesser charge, they get a less time. She'll be back out on the streets with, well, I ain't gonna say within no time, but she definitely gonna be back out on the streets though.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of privilege that is, bro. That's what's up, man.
That's wild, bro.
Damn.
She had to be the weirdo of the week.
You hear me?
I like it.
That's what's up, man. Yes, well, look, this has been a great episode, man. I love this. This is our pilot episode, our test episode, just to kind of see. Of course, we always have great chemistry, so it's all good. Mo, tell them how they can find you, bro.
Man, you can find me on Twitter, man, at PHAMILY357 underscore, man. I'm always on there tweeting some, and it's some good stuff. Might be some crazy stuff, but most of the time it's some good stuff, though, man.
Yeah, right, you hear me? That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You can also catch us on BobbyDollarShow.com, as well as the Big Homies podcast with the big homie Chubby Idris Elba. And hey, we live, man. We kicking it. This is season 4, man. We finna have some fun. So
yes, sir.
Let's get to it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.
Another great episode with great people. Thanks for listening.